The Starkeeper, written and illustrated by Faith Prey. The world had been dark for a long time. Rainy, lonely, dark. Every morning the girl fed the fish and waited for things to be different. But every morning the world stayed the same. On one especially wet day the girl got tired of waiting. She made an enormous wish. She wished the lonely dark away. A star. It was beautiful and warm and perfect. She longed to keep it for herself. But the girl could tell that the star didn't want to be kept hidden. It needed the girl to help it shine. Surely the best place for a star to light up the world, she thought, was someplace grand. But the people in the fancy house were busy. They didn't even want to stop and see the star. The girl and the star felt small. Next, the girl tried taking it to the shops. Shopkeepers are sensible, the girl figured. Maybe they would know what to do. But even though she knocked and knocked, the doors stayed shut. The girl and the star shivered. Finally, the girl took the star to the center of the village. Maybe someone there would be able to help. But no one seemed interested. The star was gloomy now, shrinkier, wilted. The girl felt it too. By now the star was as small as a smudge, and the world felt the same. I must not be very good at taking care of stars, thought the girl. Perhaps I should forget my wish. Someone else could try to help it shine. She found a perfect spot for giving up. Only, someone was already there. Two someones. Maybe there was something the girl could do. It was a very small thing. She shared her sweater and a tiny piece of the star. Now the star seemed rounder, shinier, glowy. Maybe, thought the girl, there were lots of small somethings she could do with the star. The girl and the star went everywhere. Each time she found something to do or someone to help, the girl broke off a bit of the star. Each time, the star grew. Maybe she did know how to be a star keeper. Because it did shine, not all at once, not in a grand way, but in tiny sparks that warmed and flamed, and joined stars upon stars upon stars that chased away the lonely dark. And the world was different. The end.